the reactions from congressional leaders is just absolutely flooding in from everybody at the top of the leadership of both Democrats and Republicans. Everyone, of course, is condemning the violence, thankful that the president, former president, is okay and that he is recovering. And then there's been some specific things that are taking place already in reaction to this. In addition to condemning the violence, many Republicans are understandably furious about what has happened. And Congressman James Comer, who's chair of the House Oversight Committee, he has already let the Secret Service know that he wants a briefing and is calling for the director of the Secret Service to appear at a hearing. There are already questions, as we've been reporting, about how the security was working here. Obviously, it appears that the shooter was taken out, but there are many, many questions that are going to be asked by members of Congress about how this could have actually taken place.
So the city of Milwaukee is already filling up with Republicans and media for the Republican National Convention, which will be renominating Donald Trump for president starting on Monday. What does this mean for the convention?
Well, clearly, there was already going to be very tight security at the Republican National Convention. I've been at conventions in the past, and the security is always extremely tight, but it is only the screws are going to tighten even more in relation to this. As far as former President Trump, he and the campaign have indicated that they are going to move ahead with the convention. Obviously, this will be a very feisty former President Trump speaking at the convention, and it will generate a great deal more of attention related to the convention, but certainly a very strange period going into what is really supposed to be a celebration of the nominee. And of course, there are still questions politically about who former President Trump is going to pick as his running mate. But this certainly changes a lot of the political equation that's taking a place right across the country right now.
Well, of course, the Democrats have their hands full dealing with issues involving President Biden, but how does this complicate the wider picture for them?
Yeah, this really does complicate matters for the Democrats. And of course, everybody's biggest concern right now is the health and safety of former President Trump. But just looking at this from a political standpoint, we already know, of course, that the president himself has condemned this. Democrats are also taking down ads that have been running in connection with the campaign, everybody, of course, wanting to take down the temperature level in connection with this, the president returning to the White House, changing his plans. And then this really, I think, is going to add to the holding pattern for what Democrats are going to do as far as the future of President Biden moving ahead with his campaign. Because as we know, there had been a lot of breaks in support for him, and there still is. But I think this is going to bring that at least publicly to a halt, and that we are not going to hear a lot about this. And I think both parties are going to try to tone down the rhetoric as much as possible as we move forward toward that Republican National Convention next week.